All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It appears that Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson is ready to call it a career. And I know some people are going to be very surprised by this due to the fact that Johnson is only 30 years of age. He is still in the prime of his career, and he appears to have plenty of football ahead of him. But according to published reports, you hear things from the fact that Johnson told those in his inner circle, that this past NFL season was going to be it for him. Now, in 9 years with the Lions, Johnson has amassed 731 receptions, over 11,000 receiving yards, along with 83 receiving touchdowns. And in 2012, Johnson set an NFL single-season receiving record with 1,964 yards. Now, the Lions made Johnson the second overall pick of the 2007 NFL draft, and it wasn't that long before the legend of Megatron was born. And I mean, this guy has been a one-man wrecking crew at the wide receiver position. You're talking about a guy that is 6'5", 240 pounds, and coming into the National Football League, he could simply run like a gazelle. Now, I know one of the first things that people are going to say, with a guy like Johnson retiring at the age of 30, and the fact that he has played his entire career with the Detroit Lions, the first thing that people are going to say is Barry Sanders. Of course, we all know what happened after the 1998 NFL season, yes, when Barry Sanders decided to retire abruptly from the Detroit Lions. And it was something that really caught people off guard because Sanders appeared to have so much left in the tank. But you look at Sanders and you look at Johnson, and it's basically the same thing. Guys who are going out there putting up stellar numbers, but they're playing on losing teams. Let's look at the Lions since Calvin Johnson has been there. Detroit has only had two winning seasons. That was 2011 and 2014. They've only been to the playoffs twice, of course, in those two seasons, and they haven't won a playoff game. This is a franchise that still has not won a playoff game since the 1991 NFL season. And it has been a month of Sundays since the Lions have actually won a road playoff game. So you're looking at a very futile franchise. And the bottom line is the losing piles up, and the losing can be frustrating. At the same time, you look at the injury factor. And we had the situation last year when San Francisco 49ers linebacker Patrick Willis decided to retire from the game in the prime of his career. Of course, he was dealing with injuries from turf toe, but he had the ability to rehab and get back. And guys are going to look at it for what it is. They see what is happening to some of the guys that have come and gone and played this game before them, and they see some of the debilitating injuries. They see the fact that some of these guys have committed suicide due to CTE, and it's real. And people have to expect it. I mean, of course, we are fans of the National Football League. Of course, the owners go out there and compensate these guys to play. But at the end of the day, it's still each player's choice to go out there and lace them up and put the shoulder pads on every Sunday afternoon and entertain us. But you do understand the risk, and you should understand the risk when you step between those white lines on the football field. And if you're Calvin Johnson and you're looking at the risk factor and you're saying, you know what, he's had knee and ankle injuries in the past, does he really want to have to go through another rehab? And at the same time, when guys get to 30, you have to be realistic. You're looking at the fact that you still have the rest of your life ahead of you. And football is only a small part of that. You still want to go out there. You want to spend time with your family. A lot of these guys have kids, and they want to have the ability to enjoy life. And you want to do it as a healthy person. And make no mistake about it, Calvin Johnson has been paid handsomely during his time in the National Football League. And it's one of those things, if he wants to retire, I am not going to be one of these people that is going to question it. That is what he wants to do. He has to do what is best for him and his family. Now, the Detroit Lions are aware of this, and they are also holding out hope that Calvin Johnson does decide to change his mind. But the bottom line is, the losing and the injuries, they add up, and it can be frustrating to a guy with the ability of a Calvin Johnson And the bottom line is, he knows when it's best for him to walk away. And there's nobody on the face of this earth that should question what that man is doing. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 50. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.